From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting shaky ceasefire holds in Syria. Opposing forces in the Syrian civil war are observing a ceasefire for a second day, despite claims of breaches from both sides. The French news agency reports that Russia is blaming Turkey for 9 violations since the truce began Saturday. Syrian state media claimed mortars were fired into rural areas of Latakia province, and a senior Saudi Arabian official alleges Syrian and Russian forces committed ceasefire violations in Syria. Reformists appear to be making big gains in Iran's elections. Early returns on Sunday indicate candidates who favor engagement with the West will win all 30 parliamentary seats from Tehran. Final results from Friday's vote are expected Monday. Irish voters, tired of austerity measures, have apparently dealt a blow to the existing coalition government of Prime Minister Enda Kenny. Mr. Kenny, the leader of the center-right Fine Gael party, says his government will not be returned to office. Voters Saturday turned to an array of independent and anti-austerity parties, leaving Ireland facing the need for protracted negotiations to form a new governing coalition. Ireland is still counting votes, with final results expected Monday. The Somali president and the leaders of countries contributing to the African Union force in Somalia, AMISOM, are calling for the immediate resumption of military operations against the Al-Shabaab militant group. That call came during a one-day summit in Djibouti by the heads of states. In recent months, Al-Shabaab has launched high-profile attacks against AMISOM and Somali government military bases, killing scores of soldiers. This is VOA News. Tuesday will be the biggest election day so far in the 2016 U.S. presidential nominating campaign. The challengers are looking to curb the momentum for the front-running candidates, businessman Donald Trump in the Republican race and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the Democratic contest. Several states vote on what is called Super Tuesday, awarding nearly a quarter of the delegates the presidential contenders need at their summer conventions. With the exception of Texas, political surveys show Republican Trump leading throughout the states that vote Tuesday. On the Democratic side, Clinton is favored in most of the 11 states. Hillary Clinton has easily won the U.S. Democratic presidential primary in South Carolina. We get the latest on that from Jim Malone.
Thank you so much, South Carolina!
It was an exuberant Hillary Clinton who addressed supporters in South Carolina after a sweeping victory over rival Bernie Sanders. Though voter turnout in South Carolina was light overall, exit polls showed 60% of the Democrats who did vote were black, and they overwhelmingly backed Clinton. Jim Malone, Washington.
3 people were stabbed and 13 people arrested when members of a white separatist group fought with a larger group of counter-demonstrators outside Los Angeles on Saturday. The violence occurred in the city of Anaheim near the Disneyland theme park. A police spokesman says several protesters had arrived ahead of time to protest a planned anti-immigration rally sponsored by a local chapter of the Ku Klux Klan. When the Klansmen arrived to begin their rally, they were surrounded by counter-demonstrators and attacked. The police spokesman says 6 Klan members and 7 protesters were arrested and all face charges of assault with a deadly weapon. Kurdish officials are working with the coalition forces to discover if Islamic State militants have hit Kurdish Peshmerga fighters with chemical weapons. Dozens of Peshmerga, as well as civilians, reported suffering from nausea and vomiting after homemade IS rockets hit the northern area of Sinjar. Officials say military authorities in southern Afghanistan have detained and disarmed a group of 30 police officers, including an acting district police chief, for suspected links with Taliban insurgents. The police chief of Helmand Province told reporters in Lashkar Gah that Afghan troops detained the police personnel with the help of American military advisors. He said the operation sparked a brief clash that killed one police officer. Afghan media has quoted unnamed official sources as saying that U.S. advisors suspected the detainees of providing weapons and ammunition to the Taliban. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.